Farmers across the West are making do with less water than they're used to. But the problem isn't just water. In many cases, the irrigation systems they rely on suffer from outdated infrastructure and a culture of lax oversight. Rowan Moore Garrity looks at one acute case in the Yakima Valley.
The maze of canals on the Wapato Irrigation Project uses gravity to supply water to an area the size of Chicago within the Yakima Nation Reservation. Farmers there grow more than $200 million in crops every year. But on the lower end of the system, Bureau of Indian Affairs Irrigation Manager Larry Nelson stops his truck to show me a ditch that's bone dry.
It's been probably, 30 days since this has seen water here.
Nearby, fields of stunted corn and brown splotch potato plants are signs of drought in a year when Northwest rivers are at historic lows. The project's water allotment has been cut by 40%. And while most farmers are still getting enough to keep their crops going, the shortage has sharpened longstanding concerns over mismanagement by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Over the years, the BIA has put off maintenance projects amounting to nearly $140 million. Current staffing levels on the project are just 50%.
That turnout right there, what would be wrong with that turnout?
A turnout is a gate where water drains out of the irrigation system and onto an individual farmer's land.
There's no lock on it. Anybody could come and open it up and get whatever water they want.
When water's tight, anything extra consumed at the start of the canal takes away from people downstream. As it is, Nelson says there are hundreds of unpermitted pumps and other diversions that make it hard to keep track of how much water is used where.
In years past, it was just allowed to happen, and those were good water years. Now we're in a bad water year, and you can't have that. You just can't.
The most sophisticated irrigation systems have controls kind of like a normal house, so you can tell how much water's being used and turn it on and off at will. But Charles Burt says those are the exception. In California, for instance, it's been 6 years since a new state law required irrigation districts to measure how much water they deliver.
Probably half the districts are having serious problems with that. Our knowledge of what we need to know has outpaced our ability to do certain things, much less the ability to pay for them.
Burt runs the irrigation program at Cal Poly, and he does consulting all over the country, including on the Wapato project. He says most water systems in the West were designed close to 100 years ago, when you could fill the whole system and still have water left over.
And if people take a little more, they take a little less, no sweat, it just runs off, goes into the river.
Today's irrigation systems need to be more flexible, so water deliveries can be adjusted according to the weather or rerouted to streams to support fish habitat. Outdated infrastructure makes that hard. Take what's called travel time.
If you make a change at the head end of a canal, it might take half a day, a whole day, 2 days for that change to get to the distant end.
There is also a culture of non-enforcement, which Burt says is common throughout the West. Let's say an employee comes across a farmer withdrawing water illegally.
And these guys say, well, you know, my law is 44 Magnum or something like that. I mean, this is not unusual to hear things like that. If the operator did try to make a change, though, the administrative system above him wouldn't back him up. So as a result, you just don't try anymore.
Managers at Wapato couldn't recall a single instance in the last 6 years where users have been fined for noncompliance. And even at the upper end of the project, where the water comes in, grower Mike Coolier says man-made management problems are part of the reason his apples are showing signs of stress. But he doesn't think things will improve anytime soon.
It's a rock that never gets moved.
On the bright side, he says, he's almost 63. Soon enough, he'll be retiring. In Wapato, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity, Northwest Public Radio News.